They looked round on every side, and hope gave way before the scene of desolation. Immense branches were shivered from the largest trees. Small ones were entirely stripped of their leaves. The long grass was bowed to the earth. The waters were whirled in eddies out of the little rivulets. Birds, leaving their nests to seek shelter in the crevices of the rocks, unable to stem the driving air, flapped their wings and fell upon the earth. The frightened animals of the plain, almost suffocated by the impetuosity of the wind, sought safety and found destruction. Some of the largest trees were torn up by the roots. The sluices of the mountains were filled, and innumerable torrents rushed down the before empty gullies. The heavens now open, and the lightning and thunder contend with the horrors of the wind. In a moment all was again hushed. Dead silence succeeded the bellow of the thunder, the roar of the wind, the rush of the waters, the moaning of the beasts, the screaming of the birds. Nothing was heard save the plash of the agitated lake as it beat up against the black rocks which gird it in.